press lately. First, there were the tainted toys and the toothpaste. And now, with the Beijing Summer Olympics in sight, protests are growing over the country's human rights record and its policy toward Tibet. So it's maybe not surprising that Canadians have increasingly mixed feelings about China. This according to a report released today by the Asia Pacific Foundation. Charles Burton teaches political science at Brock University. He is a former economic and political counselor at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. Hello, Professor Burton.
Hi, Jackie.
What was your reaction when you heard what Canada felt?
Well, you know, it's not good news in terms of Canadians' impressions of China, particularly Canadians from the province of Quebec. The number who think that China's human rights record is improving has declined significantly over the past 2 years. And, you know, I think with the perception that we're heading into an economic downturn, there's more and more concern about what Chinese products in our market are doing to employment here and what outsourcing to China is doing. So there's a more and more negative perception of our economic interaction with China, and certainly a very, very negative perception of the idea of Chinese government-associated corporations investing in Canada. You know, because we have a big trade deficit with China, it would be desirable if they invested some of that money back here, but people are concerned about the Chinese government's associate companies' ethical record in places like Burma and Darfur and Zimbabwe, and concerned about whether those companies would maintain Canadian labor and environmental standards. So it seems that public opinion opposes the Chinese investment in Canada. This is all, this is all disturbing news because China is such an important and increasingly important power in the world.
So the negative perception was evident right across Canada, but you say steepest in Quebec.
Definitely, the stats show people in Quebec the strongest on these social issues, concerns about human rights and concerns about ethical questions and concerns about the desirability of more Chinese investment in Canada. That's an absolute clear trend.
Yeah, I'm looking here at some of the numbers. In Quebec, support for Asian immigration has plummeted from 83% to just 44%. It is a big drop. What are the consequences of that in this province?
Well, you know, China is our largest source of new migrants into Canada, and so it's a reality that exists there. And why people have such a negative response to this idea is hard to perceive, except that maybe the general reputation of China is suffering because of these reports of human rights abuses in Tibet, and the focus of the Olympics on China has caused people to become more aware of negative features, and this transmits into a general disagreement with the idea of more Chinese moving here to Canada.
I wonder what that means for people in Quebec who are of Chinese heritage.
Well, those people have mostly become Canadian citizens, and so certainly one would want to see individuals of Chinese origin associated with behavior of the Chinese government within China and in terms of their international behavior. This would simply be a misimpression because Chinese people of Chinese heritage in Canada are Canadian citizens and can't really be condemned for things that the government of the country that they came from is engaging in.
So how accurate would you say Canadians' picture of China is?
I think that we don't really know all that much about China. The average Canadian probably couldn't name more than two or three Chinese leaders at that, and probably couldn't name more than two or three Chinese cities, nor have much notion of the nature of the culture or the economy there. And that is a bit disturbing because China is a rising power and greater importance to Canada. And so it's incumbent on us to be more aware of this place and to understand how we can best engage the reality of a China which is very important in terms of global affairs and increasingly important to Canadian prosperity.
So do you think we overestimate or underestimate how much trade is happening now?
Well, the statistics show that Canadians think that there's more economic activity with China than there actually is. It's really more about potential and trends. You know, the Chinese economy, as it grows, needs more and more of Canadian energy inputs like oil and more of our fertilizer like Saskatchewan potash and wood products and everything else. But we're still largely a U.S.-oriented economy. But as the U.S. is declining in its power and as China rises up, the situation will be changing in the years ahead, and so I think we should be prepared for that.
I wonder what the Summer Olympics will do.
Well, you know, originally the idea was, I guess, that the Olympics would be a chance to affirm and celebrate China's rise to power. But the way it's been developing, the Olympics are turning into an opportunity for the Western media to focus more and more on the kinds of things the Chinese government doesn't want us to know about, which includes the continued existence of great injustices in China, both economically, because there's still a large number of poor people living in the midst of great wealth in China, and of course in terms of human rights and the repression of ethnic minorities and people who don't agree with the current political system. So I'm afraid that after the Olympics, the general impression of China on the part of Canadians may be worse than it was before.
What, just to end off here, what will it take for Canadians to warm up to China?
Well, I think, you know, if China became more respectful of international norms of human rights and did continue to deal with regimes that we find repugnant, such as in Burma or in Zimbabwe or in Sudan, that Canadians would very much like to have a warm relationship with the People's Republic of China. But it's largely the problem is on the Chinese side, not on the Canadian side. Canadians hold their values very dearly, and particularly Canadians in Quebec believe in Canadian social values, and they're willing to pay the price of upholding those values.
Charles Burton, thank you very much for this.
It's great to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charles Burton teaches political science at Brock University. He's a former economic and political counselor at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing.